Back now with Day to Day. Nielsen, the company that tracks how many people watch TV shows, will now see whether we watch the commercials too. That tracking will begin in the fall. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here with more. And Janet, what will this mean for the TV networks and, I guess, more importantly, for advertisers?
Well, everyone will at least initially have more information, and there could eventually be some recalculations. The networks, as you said, Madeline, essentially make money for advertising based on how many people Nielsen says watch their shows, and now they'll make money instead based on who watches the commercials, and that is a smaller group of eyes. It's estimated that the average network loses up to 15% of the audience during commercials because of people flipping, and younger audiences tend to flip more, so networks that skew younger will likely be most affected by the changes. But networks probably aren't going to accept less money for the same amount of commercial time. So for now, advertisers will probably pay the same amount, but at least they'll have a better picture of who's watching.
And why is Nielsen doing this now?
Well, I spoke with Abby Clausen about that. She covers television for the magazine Advertising Age. They've covered this story extensively. And Clausen says that the industry felt intense pressure from online advertising models.
It was not so long ago when we were hearing the network say, you know, absolutely not. We will not sell on commercial ratings. They were adamantly opposed to that. And TV is having to own up to other media, such as, you know, online media, where you can track this stuff in real time, second by second, is forcing all other media to become more accountable.
And Janet, I imagine that
the popularity
of TiVo and these other devices that let viewers skip commercials, that has advertisers worried?
Well, yes, it does. And the perception has been around, obviously, since really the remote control was invented and the VCR was invented years ago. But analyst Todd Chenko with Jupiter Research says his company's surveys have found that some of those DVR users really do sit through the commercials.
Only 53% claimed that they used the device particularly to skip commercials. Other features were using the DVR to create their own library of content, for example.
Hands down, television still trumps podcasts, print, and radio for reaching the largest general audience. And for now, Nielsen will only track each commercial break, but eventually they could do that second-by-second level. We'll have more on this story coming up later today on Marketplace.
All right. Thank you, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.